Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. Today we're going to discuss how biology is beginning to replace technology as scientists are apparently planning to use flagellar pathways to power nanobots. Technology often aims to imitate biology, but sometimes engineers find that biology itself is a superior replacement for our best technology. This may increasingly be the case for nanotechnology, as MSNBC reports that, quote, the flagellum could potentially provide locomotion to send future nanobots or other tiny medical devices zooming around the human body, unquote. According to the article on MSNBC, engineers have found that a useful mechanism for transporting ATP, an energy molecule of biology, is found within the energy transport system that runs along the cilia of sperm. Cilia are also sometimes called flagella, as is the case in this MSNBC article. The article reports that there are plans to integrate other components from biology into nanobiomedical devices. The integration of biology into human nanotechnology raises an interesting hypothetical scenario. What if someday human nanotechnology becomes so sophisticated that it can be integrated into an organism's DNA and becomes part of a self-replicating system of living organisms? This would be akin to the Borg of Star Trek fame. Then suppose that humans die off of Earth, but later alien scientists discover human-designed nanobiotechnology existing freely inside of living organisms that are still left on Earth. Of course, those nanobiotechnological systems did not evolve, they were designed. Should those alien scientists be prevented from making a design inference? In any case, it seems that human technology is now coming full circle. The first outboard motor was the bacterial flagellum, and then came the eukaryotic cilium. Sometime much later, humans came around and humans invented the outboard motor using rotary engines before they had any knowledge of flagellar outboard rotary engines. Then humans discovered the biological flagellum and found that it has a strikingly similar design to the human outboard motor. But now biomedical researchers are abandoning human technology, realizing that biological pathways are better suited for propelling human nanotechnology than is human technology itself. It seems clear to me that the paradigm of intelligent design will guide this kind of research much better than will a Darwinian paradigm. If you're a Darwinist whose head is now spinning, you might find it helpful to repeat the following statement from Francis Crick, the famous scientist who received the Nobel Prize for co-discovering the double helical structure of DNA. As Crick stated, quote, biologists must constantly keep in mind that what they see was not designed, but rather evolved. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.